And I'm told that we have connected with Jamie Butters, so we will take a little time and spend it with him right now. Jamie, it's a pleasure catching up with you. We thought we might have lost you.
I'm glad we were able to make the connection. How you doing,
Tell
Paul?
Us. I'm good. Tell us about Autotown.
Oh, man, it's been so much fun. This is the new show I have on Saturday mornings at 7 o'clock. You know, my old co-host used to call me the mayor of Autotown, so when I got the chance to create a show of my own, I'm like, let's create Autotown. So I have a co-host. We drive around the block, which, you know, we talk about the news. This week, my co-host was Mike Martinez from Automotive News, but we've had Elizabeth Creer and other folks, you know, from Center for Automotive Research, and really fun things. We do the Stop at the Coffee Shop, which is the interview segment. This week, we talked with Merrick Masters about the UAW settlement and about Sean Fain's chances at winning re-election this year. We go browsing the dealership lot. It's sort of, you know, because I think, you know, people do want to hear about products. The savvy consumers, you wouldn't necessarily call them an influencer to their face, but the kind of guy that in the neighborhood that people turn to ask advice for what they should buy. I think those people want to listen and want to hear, you know, how the industry is affecting what's available for sale. And then I have another segment called the Town Hall where, you know, we'll do a poll with the audience and then we talk about how they voted. So, you know, this week we talked about Lincoln. You know, does Lincoln need an off-roader? Should there be a Bronco for the Lincoln brand? Or maybe a sports car would be cool. So fun discussions, fun conversations on the show.
Well, Jamie Butters has the experience as an auto journalist for over 30 years. He knows the industry inside and out. And I'm told each episode breaks down the trends, strategies, policy shifts influencing what gets built, sold, and driven. So whether you work in the auto industry or simply want to better understand it, since we are all affected by it, Autotown delivers the insight and context to keep you informed and engaged every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 760 WJR or wherever you get your podcasts. So it's underway. It might be a little late for me to say break a leg, but I'll say it. Break a leg, Jamie.
Thanks so much, Paul. Appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you, and we'll be listening in. Jamie Butters, host of Autotown. Again, Saturday mornings at 7 on 760 WJR. It's 129.